Boker Tov, and welcome back to our continuing series in the study of Daf Yomi. We are now on Yevamot Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the very beginning of the Amud. And we have just finished in the last podcast assessing the explanation of the Tana de Berbi Shmuel, who understood that all Begadim in the Torah are Tzemer Upishtim, and therefore the word Tzemer Upishtim in the context of Shatnez in Sefer Dvarim is extra, which teaches us that Tzitzit trumps Shatnez. That sounds a bit obscure, but you listen to the last podcast for Chazara if you can't follow. And that as a result of that, the principle of Aseh Dochalot Aseh is established, which therefore explains, perhaps, although we still have another step to fill in, which we will start doing today, establishes why the Torah has to tell us that in the case of Yibum, the Aseh of Yibum is not Dochet the Lav of the particular Erva Bachot Isha, and from there all the other Arayot. However, as we noted, that only works according to the opinion of the Tana de Berbi Shmuel, who holds that all Begadim are Tzemer Ufishtim. However, according to the Rabbanan, who do not agree, and say Begadim could be of any material, and as a result of that, Tzemer Ufishtim is necessary in Sefer Dvarim, then how are we going to identify a source for Aseh Dochalot Aseh? So, Tenach L'Tana de Berbi Shmuel, the Rabbanan Menalahu. So where do the Rabbanan get this principle from? So Nafgaluhumi Rosho, attempt number one, is when the Torah says that a Mitzora shaves his head. The Tanya, Rosho, Matam Lomar, why does the Torah say he shaves his entire body and his head? Why does it have to add that? Lefishan Amar Lo Takifu Bat Roshchem. In Parshat Kedoshim, it says you're not allowed to totally shave your head. Shomeani Af Mitzora Kein, I might think that the Yidzin even applies to a Mitzora. Tamalama Rosho, that's why the Torah says that a Mitzora does shave his head. Right? Which means that the Asay of Tiglachat is Docha the Lav of Hakafa. Shomea Niaf Mitzora Ke Tamalama Rosho. Kasavar Haitana Hakafa Kola Rosh. Shma Hakafa. And this, of course, depends on a machloket about the Lav of Hakafa, the Lav of shaving your head, whether shaving your entire head constitutes Hakafa or it's only shaving the corners, leaving the hair on top. But if you hold that shaving the entire head is hakafa, then indeed you violate this lav when the Mitzora shaves his head. So, ikalimifrach, that's not a good source because you could challenge it. Say, ma'ala lav da'kafashkein lav shein shava bakol. The lotase of hakafat harosh only applies to men and not to women. That's a sugyan kiddushin. And therefore, it's not really a good source to say, you see, the asay of Mitzora is docha the lav. This lav is clearly, if you will, a weak lav because it doesn't apply to everybody. And therefore, we have not proven our case. Good. So, Ella, Atya Mizkano. It doesn't come from Rosho, but from the same Pasuk number one on the page, when the Torah says he shaves everything, he shaves his head, and it says he shaves his beard. Good. So, what's that for? Netanya, Zakano, Matam, Lomar. Why does the Torah have to say Zakano? Vishinamar, Fat Zakanam, Loigalechu. In the context of Parshat Emor, where the Kohanim are told to guard against particular behavior. It's in the third pasuk on the page. They are not allowed to shave their beards, whatever tiglachat may mean. They're not allowed to. Shomeani af kohen mitzora. I might think that this even applies to a kohen who's a mitzora kain. Tamalomar zakano. Therefore, the Torah says a mitzora shaves his beard. Why does he have to shave his beard? Because he's a mitzora, and it's docha the lav of kohanim not shaving. So now, now, of course, that principle has already been taught about a lav she'en shavevakol, which is shaving and hakafa, which only applies to men. So therefore, we apply it, and this is a hermeneutic principle, that if a special ruling is taught twice, then we apply it to the next most reasonable case. The same ruling doesn't have to be taught twice. So therefore, if the notion that an asay is doche alav, which does not apply to everybody, has already been taught from Rosho, then we're going to push this one up and say it must be, because this is unnecessary, that it applies to alav ha-shaveh bakol. But we're going to say that that does not work. V'akati itztarech, we still need the Yisra of Zakan, why? Salkatat dachamena shani koanim hoel v'riba mena katub mitzvot yiterot. I might have made the errant conclusion, based on the notion that kohanim have more mitzvot than everyone else, and because the text gave them so many more mitzvot, maybe I would think that the lotase of Zakan, even though it's not Shaveh Bakol, even though it does not apply to all, nonetheless cannot be trumped by Mitzorah, because Kohanim have all these extra mitzvot. Therefore, afilu lav she'en shava kol adochi, perhaps the lav of Zakan is not docha that in the case of the Kohanim, because they have these extra mitzvot. So kamash balan de dochi, which means we've now gone back to saying that when the Torah says the Mitzorah has to shave his Zakan, that is needed to teach specifically about the Kohanim, and we can't say that we've already got an example of where an asay is doche, a lav shein shaveh v'kol, because here we have to say that a special limud to say that even the Kohanim, who have more mitzvot, it's doche. So therefore we still need it. So we still do not have a source for the Rabbanan for asay doche lot asay. Attempt number three. Ala'atir me rosho dahachtana. We're going to use rosho in the first pasuk from another perspective, not about the general Isra Vakafa, or the Isra that applies to the Kohanim, but rather the Tanya, Rosho, Matam, Lomad Vishinamar, Tar Lo Yavor al Rosho. In Pasuk number 4 on the page, which is about a Nazir, it says a Nazir is not allowed to have a razor cut his hair. Shomeani af Mitzorah v'Nazir Kain, I might think that this even applies to a Nazir who's a Mitzorah. Tamaloma Rosho, that's why it says that a Mitzorah, after he is done with his purification, shaves his head, which means that the asay of shaving the Mitzorah's head is docha the lav of Nazir. So Ikal Mifrach, you could challenge this. Mala Nazir Mitzorah Shekin Yeshno B'Sheila. You could challenge this by saying, clearly the lav that applies to a Nazir is a weak lav. Why is it a weak lav? Not because it doesn't apply to everybody, because it could, because anybody could be a Nazir, but rather because a Nazir is retractable. A person takes a neder nazirut, like any other neder, they could have it retracted by a sheilat chacham. They could say, I regret taking the neder, or it's in these circumstances, whatever it is, like any other neder. And therefore, it's clearly a weaker lav. So the fact that the aseh is doche doesn't prove that an aseh is doche regular lav that applies to everyone. The ilo temach, and you have to use that reasoning. Why? Because if you don't say that, hada kaimel andeina se doche lotase vasei, in the entire spectrum of aseh doche lotase, we say that asay is not doche alot asay ve'asay. That's, for instance, why we say that that we need the pasuk ve'yamashmini imol, because every time that you violate Shabbat, you're violating alot asay of malacha and an asay of Shabbaton. And that's why we need a special pasuk to say you do brit mila anyways. So if we were to say that Nazir is a good model, we could say Nazir would be a good model for asay being doche asay and lot asay, the asay of maintaining your nazirut, and the lotase of shaving. Alright? Ligmar mi nazir. So why don't you prove from nazir that ase is docha lotase vase? Elamin nazir mai tamalo gamrin. And why do we not use nazir as a model to prove that ase is docha ase v'lav? Dikal nifach shekin yishno b'sheila. Because you could challenge it by saying, of course, nazir is light because it can be retracted by asking the chacham. Hachanam ikal nifach shekin yishno b'sheila. Which means we have now rejected all three suggestions, that Rosho, in the context of generally a Mitzorah, Hamdis or Hakafa, we rejected Zakano using the Kohanim, we've now rejected back to Rosho using the Nazir. Ela Leolam Mikra Kama, we go back to Shatnez and Sitzes, because even the Rabbanan, not only Ratan of Shmuel, but even the Rabbanan will have to agree that the context of the Mitzvah of Tzitzit and the Law of Shatnez put together do constitute an example of aseh docha lo taseh, because even the Rabbanan, it's extra. De'imken lemakra tzitzit ta'aseh lecha. Because, not of an extra word, but because of a strange word. After all, the word that's used in Sefer Bamidbar to describe these strings is tzitzit. But in Sefer Dvarim, instead, it uses the word gedilim ta'aseh lecha. In Pasuk number 5 on the page, gedilim ta'aseh lecha, strings. Gdilim lamali, so why did it say gdilim? Shmamina lafnuye, it's there for hafnaya, again, to make it an extra word that says, that because it's a different word, it's there to create some special limud. So wait, that's not true. Gdilim is needed because hayla shiurahu da'ata. We need the word gdilim, which we don't get from tzitzit, to tell me how many strings we need. Because the drasha is gdil means shnayim. A gdil is a kind of a string that is two strings. Gedilim, so therefore in the plural, becomes arba'ah, right? Which means, aseh gedil ufotleu mitocho. So make a gedil, and then double it over, and that gives you your four strings. So in other words, gedilim is needed. But im ken le makra lo tilbash shatnez. Temru Fishtim Yachdav Lamali. So we now go back to what Tana Rabbi Shmuel said, which is, all the Torah had to say was, don't wear shatnas. Why say Temru Fishtim? Shmamina lafnuye. Sorry. We go back and say, Lotabat Shatnez Temru Fishtim. That's what it should have said. Yachdav Lamali. We already know that shatnez is a mixture. So why did it say woolen linen together? The word together, Yachdav, is extra. Shmamina lafnuye. So that's our hafnaya. We need Yachdav to teach me that there has to be at least two stitches. If you are tokev shtei tkifot, if you make two stitches of the woolen linen together, then it's called a chibur, but one stitch is not. So inkem lechto rachmana lo tabas tzemru fishtim Yachdav. So now we say, what's the extra word in the pasuk? Shatnez. Why doesn't it just say, don't wear tzemru fishtim together? Shatnez lamali, shvamina lafnuye. So shatnez is our extra word. So avakatim bayle ache shua tavui venuz. Ah, there's a famous drasha that shatnez, the Mishnah in Kilayim, that shatnez is some sort of an acrostic for shua, which means smooth, tavui, which means woven, and nuz, which means that the strings are together. So in other words, what makes shatnez is that it's shua tavui venuz. Right, so therefore I need shatnez. Elakula mishatnez nafka. But the answer is that shatnez is a word that is used for drashos. It's used for all the drashot. In other words, it's used both for the drasha of how to make the a connection and a weave make something semru pishtim yachdav, and it's also used for our drasha. It's an extra word, calls attention because after all, I didn't need to have it here. I have the same word shatnez in Vayikra. So now, Ashgachat, so far, now we've solved our essential problem, which is, fundamentally, how do we know that Aseh docha lo taseh, such that we need the word Aleha to say in the case of Yibum, it's not so. But, we have to go one more step. All we know from everything we've studied in the last day and a half, in the last podcast, Vachetzi, is that Aseh docha lo taseh, when the lo taseh is regular. Ashkachan adati aseh v'dachi lo taseh greida. Lo taseh sheish bo karei techa ashkachan dachi. How do we find that in the Torah that an aseh is doche a lo taseh that includes the punishment of karet, which of course is our case of achotisha and all the arayot, karet or worse. So where do we see that an aseh is doche that we need aleha to say in the case of yibum, you don't do it. So deitztorich aleha lemesra, that you need the word aleha to aser it. You know, so the reasoning behind this is that the Torah said in the case of Yibum, don't do it, because normally we would do it, even though it's an aseh being dochelav, sheesh bo karet. So you could argue the first thing, which is suggestion number one in Roman numeral two, which is on the handout, which is brit milah on Shabbat. The Torah says, do brit milah by Yom HaShmini, even if it's Shabbat, and you violate Shabbat, and Shabbat is karet. So ma'ala milah sheken yichatu aleh shalosh esrei britot. You can't use that argument because Brit Milah is so super significant. There's 13 different times that the word Brit is mentioned in the context of Milah. There's 13 Britot. All right, Mi Pesach, so maybe it comes from Pesach, which is that you shecht the Korban Pesach even on Shabbat, the famous sugya at the beginning of the sixth parak of Pesachim. So Mala Pesach is Shekein Karet. Sure, Pesach is Docha, because if you don't do Pesach, you chayav Karet. So Mi Tamid, it must be from the Korban Tamid. The suggestion number three, you do the Korban Tamid even on Shabbat, so mala tamid shekein tadir. So the korban tamid is clearly super significant because it's done every day, twice a day, and in halacha tadirut, constancy indicates significance. Right? So good. So now mila alone is not good enough because it's super significant because of the britot. Pesach is not good enough because it carries karet with it even on the aseh side. And the tamid is not good enough because the tamid is very significant because of its constancy. So michada lo atya. So one of these alone will not teach you. Tete mitarta. So maybe we could use two to find the common link between them and prove the principle. So mehe tese. Which two are you going to use? Mimilo pesach. Let's try mila and pesach together. Shekein karet. Well, both of them, if you don't do them, and they are the only two mitzvot to say that if you don't do them, there is karet. So maybe pesach with the tamid. Maybe the korban pesach and the korban tamid. That's our proof because they're both done on Shabbat. Of course, they're both korbanot, both brought to Hashem. That doesn't tell us about arayot and other isurei karet that are not l'gavoa. Mimila v'tamid, Mimila v'tamid, maybe Brit Mila and Korban Tamid put together. The answer is no. Shekein yesh tam lifnei adibur. After all, the Brit Mila pre-existed, was before Matan Torah, Avram Avinu, and the Korban Tamid, really there should be Mila v'pesach. Shekein yesh tam lifnei adibur. That the Korban Pesach was also before the Dibur. Plus, remember we had the Machloket in Chagiga Davav about whether the Korban Ola brought it to the foot of Har Sinai before Matan Torah on the day before Matan Torah was an Olat Tamid or Olat Riyah, but according to Beit Hillel and according to Beit Kiva, it was an Olat Tamid. Then Mikulu Nami, Shekein yesh tam lifnei Dibur. Then all of them are lifnei Dibur. Pesach was in Mitzrayim, Mila was at Avraham, the Ola was before, Ola Tamid was before, which means that all three of our models of where you violate Shabbat, which is the quintessential karet in our case, you violate it to do one of these actions, is no proof because every one of these actions has great significance, and it's so significant it even pre-existed Matan Torah. So good. Elit Starich, Salkadai Tachamein Ateite Mikiburav Ve'em. Here's why we need Aleha. We need Aleha because if I didn't have Aleha, I would have used the context of Kibur Ava'im, really Mora Ava'im, to prove the opposite. The Tanya, watch this. Yachol Yeh Kibur Ava'im Doche Shabbat. I might think that Kibur Ava'im should be Doche Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, meaning if your parents tell you to violate Shabbos, to do them a favor that you have to do it. Talmud Lomar, Ish Imo Vaviv Tirav V'Chav T'tai Tishmoru. All right, Pasuk number 6 on the page, the very beginning of Parsha Kedoshim, says everybody should fear your parents, and all of you keep Shabbat. Right? Means you and your parents are obligated to keep Shabbat, which means your parents to keep, tell you to violate Shabbat, you don't listen to them. So now what does that mean? My love, de amar le shchot li bashel li. Aren't we talking about a case where your father said to you, shech that animal for me, cook that meat for me, and you might think that you have to do it? The time in Chatav Rachmana chapter Tai Tishmoru, and the only reason that you don't do it is because the Torah juxtaposed Shabbat to Morah Avaim, which means that my base assumption is that I fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz, even though it involves an Isur Karet, which means that if I didn't have Aleha in the context of Yibam, I would have gone back to this and said, well, in the case of Shabbat, I have a special pasuk that says, don't violate Shabbat to fulfill an Aseh. But I don't have such a pasuk in the case of Achot Isha. And therefore, I will fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam, even though it violates a Karet. So say, Halav Achi Dachi. Look, Lav de Machamer. Actually, the lav that we're referring to here, that the Torah is saying don't do when your parents tell you, is not something which is a malacha, which carries with it karet, like cooking or shechting, but rather mechamer. That's something we dealt with at the very end of Masechet Shabbat, leading a donkey, which is the lav of lo taseh ko malacha without the karet. Right? V'afilu achi lo dachi. So ela de kaimalan da ati aseh v'dachi lo taseh ligmur mihacha de lo litchi. So if that's the case, we now have an opposite principle. If you're telling me that Shabtotai Tishmoru is referring to Mechamer, which is a lav without a karet, and the Torah says, don't do that even when your parents ask you to do it on Shabbat, that means that an aseh is not doche, a regular lot aseh, which disproves everything that we've just spent building up from Tzitzit and Chatnis. Obviously, that can't be the case, because we never use that as a counter-argument. So you're going to say, maybe Shabbat is not a good model because Shabbat is very, very serious, and even the law of the Mechamer that's not karet is part of Shabbat, and therefore it's very serious. Our Tana uses this pasuk about Shabtotai Tishmoru to apply it to even the things that are not about Shabbat, that if your parents tell you to violate them, you don't do them, and nobody challenges it from there and says, you see, an aseh is not doche lav. Let's say your father's a kohen and tells you, the son, the kohen, go to that funeral. Shamarlo al tachzir. Your father tells you, don't. A regular father, not a kohen necessarily, says, don't do hashavat aveda. Don't return that item. Yachol yishmalo. I might think that you should listen to your father. That the Torah juxtaposed fearing your parents with keeping Shabbat to say everybody's obligated to honor Hashem, since everybody has to keep the mitzvot. And if your father tells you to violate the mitzvot, you don't listen. And so therefore, we see that the Tana is willing to use this principle of Kibbur Aveim not being doche, another mitzvah, even in the context of things that are not Shabbat, even in the context of things that don't carry with them a karet or even any punishment, like not returning a lost item. So that means that this pasuk clearly just can't be a model at all for dechia. There's something different happening here, which is, it's not that the kibbutz av aim normally would be docha alav, it's that the Torah is telling you that nothing that your parents do tell you to do, which would violate the law in any manner, should you do. Good. So now, elam yishum de'ika l'mifrach. This is why you don't accept it. Ma lahanach shekein hechsha mitzvah. When your parent tells you to shech something on Shabbat, so the only way to fulfill kibbud av ve'em is to violate Shabbat. That's why the Torah has to say don't do it. And as opposed to in the case of Yibum, where you have another option, which is chalitza, there's another way to fulfill everything the Torah wants, chalitza, and still not violate the erva, right? How do I know, really my central question is, how do I know that you're totally patur and there's no chalitza either? I might think that my source is from the other pasuk, pasuk number 7 on the page. What does that mean? I might think that building the Beit HaMikdash is doche Shabbat. You build it even on Shabbat. That's why pasuk number 7. Meaning that all of you must keep Shabbat, even if it means not building the Beit HaMikdash. Aren't we talking about building with a real malacha, like building or tearing something down, which and the only reason I don't do it is because the Torah put a block up there, halav hachi dachi. And if it weren't for that, then it would have been docha, and I would have built the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbat, violating Shabbat with a karet. So lo, lav de mechamer, we're talking about again mechamer. Vafilo hachi, lo dachi. And nonetheless, we say that it is not docha. Now the reality is we're right in the middle of an argument at this point. So I am going to take it a couple of steps further and then pick up a little bit later on the podcast, even though the sheet only takes us up till here. We use the same argument. If that's the case, that Echaptotai Tishmoru, Mikdashi Tirau, is talking about the lav of Machamer, and says you don't do the lav Machamer to build the Beit HaMikdash, then that should be a good source for saying Ase is not Doche a regular Lotase. If you're going to tell me, this is different because it's Shabbat, and Shabbat is more Chamur, and this goes back to the same thing that we saw before, that the Tana applies this principle of not violating any law to do what your parents tell you. The Tanya, Chol, Marlo, Avivi, Tamau, Shamarlo, Al Tachzir, Yachol, Yishmal, Zavon, Lamar, Ishmo, Vitirao, etc. Kuchem, Chaim, Michvodi. Good. So now, again, I would say that the difference is that the only way to fulfill this mitzvah is by violating the law, unlike Yibum. Good. And Hechsher Mitzvah Tepu Kli Mihata. The principle of Hechsher Mitzvah, meaning that when I'm in a case, in a situation where the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is to violate the law, that I can learn already from the first pasuk, which is about Morav Va'em. I don't need the pasuk about the Beit HaMikdash for that. And therefore, this pasuk here really could be a good counter-principle, but we're going to see that that will not work, and that's what we will pick up tomorrow.